Yeah, plain being. Really accomplishing a lot.
Nope.
Okay, so you are...
Ninja.
So are you going to... So don't throw them away.
Right, I've been keeping them...
Okay,
separate.
Yeah, I'll just... They're multiple copies.
I thought you guys were eating.
Yeah.
Oh, they're not.
No, they're back.
The respect.
Yeah.
Okay. Anyways,
come again.
So
we're not ninjas, we're a hedge.
Wonder Woman was holding a press conference.
Uh-huh.
You're there since, you know, you're a student and and you are familiar with the outside world, unlike everybody else on the Paradise Island.
No, not much. Oh, I'm going to school on Paradise Island.
Oh, she's holding a press conference on Paradise Island?
Actually at the UN.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
Which is in New York.
Universe?
Metropolis.
Okay. New York's
dead. Metropolis, West Coast or East Coast?
East Coast.
Okay.
Metropolis and Gotham and New York are all the same city, as far as I can tell.
So, Gotham's a suburb.
Yeah.
Like Joey's.
The steamy part
like,
of town.
It's like Joey's jersey.
Okay, so basically she's doing is...
I wouldn't say I know the outside world much better than they do. I haven't been here that long.
But the rest of the Amazon.
That's true. I at least go around and explore.
So basically, she makes a showy entrance and everything, and she's saying that Paradise, Themyscira, wants to join the world. Yeah, the world,
okay.
and be a bigger part. And
okay.
And as part of that...
That's so wrong. I vote again. I don't know.
As part of that, they're going to invite some delegation from the U.S.
Okay.
Including men?
Yeah, men.
That's
so there's,
blasphemy.
There's a big, there's a big controversy.
Blasphemy!
You know, the factions that don't like that.
Yeah. I mean, you could have, join the U.N. and still not allow men.
It's true.
Yeah.
But no, they should at least only allow.
But Wonder Woman is definitely for more interaction with mankind.
Okay. So. She's loose.
Because she thinks the Amazon are a bit too insular. So,
okay.
They need more exposure to men and just outside culture. So.
Okay.
All right, so and then so
make
you're
a
there.
Point of bringing random
for some reason you're there.
Random food from all around the world. Every
so you can both make perception rolls.
Well, I'm there too.
Yeah,
I'm there because there's a conference on the environment.
Sure.
Because the UN has lots of different bodies, and I'd be there checking on which countries are antagonistic towards proactive pro-environment policies.
Oh,
you're
in the U.S.
Well, yeah. There's a reason I'm stationed in the U.S.
11.
Is this initiative?
No.
Perception. Which is, again...
12.
Int and influence?
Yeah.
No, we're just...
So. Int influence. Oh, no. Int and
will.
Int and will. And add
okay,
and add around.
So 12 plus 11 is 23.
And
a 19 is 29.
2029. Okay, so, so you're there for the speech, and you notice, as you're looking around, there is a gunman on the roof of a nearby building. Like with a rifle.
We both notice?
You notice it.
Okay.
And, so he's aiming it somewhere, so there's a woman there, and, some people behind her and stuff like that.
Okay. He doesn't immediately look like he looks like a UN security officer?
No.
Okay. Then I...
You say, God!
Well, I say that and get up there in 4 seconds.
Okay. Run up the side of the building or something?
Stairs, whatever, doesn't matter.
Okay.
Point. Doesn't matter.
And really, as long as I can get there and,
Okay, so make a roll. Okay, so you run up to the gunman, as he's pulling the trigger. Forever for you. And then what do you do?
Well,
mess up the name.
Yeah, the first thing I do is knock the gun.
Okay.
Knock the gun away. Actually, try and clot in two. I want to try and clot before the bullet escapes.
But after he fires?
That doesn't matter. Well, preferably before he fires, but, you know.
Oh,
God. I get to react. I'll try to get in front of wherever it is that looks like he's aiming.
Okay. You cut the gun in half. And since he's only a normal person, he's doing that.
Okay.
Okay. Oh. Actually, before then. You can... Oh, no, actually. Now you can roll.
What are you rolling?
You're rolling influence plus aura, plus a die roll. And you need a 27.
Good start.
Nope.
Rolled a 21, so 31.
Okay. So actually, just before the gunman, you felt,
she did.
No, you did.
Oh, yeah.
You resisted.
Oh.
So you felt uncontrollable, fear, but you couldn't place where it was coming from or anything.
Okay.
So it was just, for some reason, you were afraid for, a few seconds.
Surely afraid because I sensed that gunman.
Must be.
Okay. Beat that information out of him. How did you make me afraid? How did you make me afraid? How did you make me afraid?
I suggest waiting at least 2 seconds between the time that the letter answer.
Huh?
I know that's a long time.
It's a forever. It's so long.
Okay, so you felt definitely some sort of force.
Okay.
But, you know, you don't know what it was.
That was weird.
Yep. So after that initial hubbub,
I had my hero points on it, too.
You know, whatever that's something you have.
Oh.
We're starting from scratch every time.
I keep track of everything.
Okay.
We'll get it all back.
Okay.
You just didn't want us getting better over the course of the weekend.
Oh, okay.
For whatever reason.
Okay. Alright, so after that.
It's all a dream. Like in Dallas.
And we did that one yesterday.
Bobby, I had such a strange dream last night.
So later, Wonder Woman's giving those
okay.
Find out who
to choose. Who the guy was.
So the gunman is a stupid made up country.
Strange
Kabukistan.
Strange male lib.
Yeah.
Yep.
Gay. Fujara.
Mm-hmm.
They think that he was trying to kill one of the Kabul.
Okay.
One of the Kabul delegates.
Okay.
But, you know, that's only based on the
okay.
His equipment. And
yeah.
Hey, did you feel some sort of weird thing?
You mean when he used his power to make us scared?
I didn't get scared, I just felt some sort of...
No. See, right before, to try and freeze everyone, he made everyone really scared. But it didn't work, because I was really scared, but I wasn't scared of him, so I kicked his ass.
I see.
Yeah.
Huh.
It's terrifying.
I couldn't tell where it was coming from, though.
Him?
You sure?
No.
Okay.
But he's the most obvious suspect, so...
Yeah. Well, somebody working with him, maybe.
Well, we'll find out. One way or another.
Just for me.
I do the thing where I claw one claw at a time.
I got five
that
good
works,
reasons.
That works really, really good interrogating prisoners.
I just got fingernails.
That's not as good.
Yep.
Dude, grow those longer.
Where's he going?
I have to get in the way.
How do you rip things to shreds.
You bite them? You bite them?
So.
She believes in the close.
Such an unkind cut.
Up the open palm.
Blunt force trauma.
It's like someone, you're trapped on the desert island and you've got a can of food. What do? You smash it open, stuff gets everywhere. I just go.
It's all good. She's a stick or a rock or something.
The but then your food's all dirty. I'm telling you, claws, superior.
Right. All right. Keep that in mind.
Okay. So, you know, and then the two, Fajar and the Kabul delegations of sniping at each other.
Hopefully
verbally. Accusing the other of trying to assassinate their delegates.
Hopefully verbally sniping?
Yes, yeah, just.
Had enough rifle sniping for one day?
I haven't. Used two or three more.
True, but I want to get the next one.
Oh, okay. Oh, for free.
Okay.
So the...
Am I wearing my... I'm wearing my school uniform or something. Am I here as a...
Well, yeah. So you're... Well, I mean, a sort of formal Amazon uniform. Whatever that happens to be.
Whatever.
So Princess Diana, you know, asks you for some advice. Seems
okay. Well, I'll introduce
you're
her
the person.
To... Introduce her to Cat Guy.
Hey.
Please meet you.
Do I know anything about their environmental policies?
The Amazons are non-technological, you know,
oh, that's
living
good.
With nature type.
Okay.
Yeah, you'd like them.
Yep. I say that I've only heard good things about
cats.
That's okay. I eat cats too. They're delicious, especially the snow fat ones. Domesticated cats.
Okay. So, what she want to know?
So she wants your opinion on. So she thinks. Well, okay. She doesn't. Don't tell me.
Did she feel the weird, spooky thing?
Yeah, she doesn't feel anything.
She's way too fast. Well, I explained there was some sort of weird, spooky thing going on when the gunman was up there. So,
really? Do you know? Could you tell where it was coming from?
No.
The gunman.
No, I asked if you said you were sure, and you said no.
Yeah, but...
Probably.
We haven't properly interrogated him yet.
Or at least, probably, or at least possibly somebody working in concert with him. So,
no.
Some sort of, you know, spooky power thing. So, if it wasn't him, then he possibly had help, unless it was a coincidence, it seems unlikely.
Then, there could be more to this thing. CI.
Entirely possible.
But, anyway, so she's thinking of, well, she asked you whether, you know, because the Amazons are all about peace and harmony and all that other boring shit.
Right. The way
You know, whether you think it's a good idea to invite the Fajar and Kabul ambassadors.
To try to help negotiate?
Well, no, to come see the island and see how... You know,
how people
can live in peace and harmony
without
shooting at each other. That's not possible. I've been in a world too long.
But the thing is that on the island, there's only one group of people. It's not like you've got two different cultures who don't get along.
Well, I mean, we have factions, and they have like arbitration type things.
That's
but,
true.
You know, they can show them how they resolve
disputes. How they resolve disputes.
I don't think it. I think that's probably.
Don't you guys resolve disputes the right way?
Yeah, they fight it out.
Yeah, baby. Yeah, you should show them. I agree. Love the jungle. That's right.
Yeah, that could possibly be useful, but just be aware that this might escalate more, given that there was spooky thing going on. And
well, then the mic should come along, in case we have to make right.
Yeah.
What does the cat think since you're there?
I just said. I think they should be shown that, you know, good, proper ways to resolve fights that don't involve killing each other. Like when you guys, you know, challenge each other to duels and stuff like that, it's not to the death, right?
Well, no.
See? It's the way it should be. When me and another, you know, cat lion in the jungle, lion's getting all uppity, all I gotta do is take it down. I don't have to kill it. They could work out the same way. They could, like, play chess. figure out some sort of conflict resolution that doesn't involve killing each other.
There is wisdom in your words. So she asked you if you want to come and take a look at the island also.
Sure. Love to see love to see an actual civilized society for a change.
Okay.
Compared to the U.S.
Besides, he's not really a man. He's a person of
nature. Wouldn't want to be.
See?
Okay. So...
Do we get to ride in the invisible plane?
Cat elemental.
I don't think she has an invisible plane. This is a post-crisis. She can fly by herself.
It doesn't really matter either way because we can both get there before she can.
Oh, I know.
Well, actually, I don't know what her fly is.
But if she had a cool invisible plane, I mean, that might be cool.
Flight 15.
Yeah. She can get that fast.
She's got super speed there, too.
She's faster than me.
I can still get there but first.
Anyway, she's,
if you get to ride.
She has to conveniently stay behind.
Oh, okay.
She has to?
Conveniently stay behind.
Oh, she has to stay behind.
You know, to do other things.
Okay.
Political things.
Sure.
So, you know, she wants you to, you know, be in charge of delegation.
Whoa, okay.
You know.
As in, like, superpowered protector of the delegation.
Yeah, that kind of stuff. Okay. I mean, she gives you, like, an inch of it and stuff, like, what you should be doing.
Okay. Sure.
Stay on the script.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Okay.
She knows that we're members of
Ick.
Ass or
yeah. Ick, you know, you're professional.
Do we Ick have uniforms?
Nope,
not really. Oh. You guys, you should bring that up in the next meeting.
I want uniforms.
I just wear whatever I want.
I want uniforms.
I want a uniform. I have to wear uniforms at school. I have to wear.
Just take it up with the chairman.
Who's our chairman?
Brad.
Brad.
Lazy bastard.
He's got his own uniform. He might make us all dress like him.
So, I want a uniform. It doesn't have to be like him. You just have to be like, you know, like X-Men. They all dress differently, but they all are clearly X-Men.
Yeah. I don't know.
You know, emblem like an X or something like
I'm
that.
I'm not a big fan.
Kind of emblem.
Like a guy throwing up saying, Ick.
Yeah.
No! All right. So how do we get the delegates to the island?
Okay. So you're going to take a boat.
Boat. Okay.
Which is, you know, just like a yacht.
Okay.
Well, it's actually more of a sailboat because the island has a, like, a
anti-technology
field around it.
Okay.
It's in the middle of the Bermuda Triangle.
Excellent.
So that's why all the planes keep crashing.
Yeah.
Explains much.
Amazon's claim no knowledge of it.
Nope, don't know what you're talking about.
Okay. What missing plane?
Sailboat. Check.
All right. You know. So you're on the ocean voyage, you know, there's some arguing and stuff, but everything is nice and peaceful.
Until
once you pass the barrier,
okay.
And then you're on sail, a sudden storm comes up, unnaturally.
Okay.
And buffets the boat.
Can you do anything about storms?
Not really. I could pick the boat up, though.
I was going to say, couldn't we just haul the boat, you know, turn down the sail, and then just rush the boat to...
Yeah, I think we should do that.
You can
try.
All right. Try that. Actually,
you're
pretty strong.
I am pretty strong. Mm. 12 APs of weight.
Submarine? No.
A blue whale. 60 tons.
Oh, you can easily carry the boat. Okay. But you should make a roll because, you know, it's very windy.
13.
Oh, looks pretty good.
While he's doing that, I'm going to run around real quick.
Mm-hmm.
Do a quick surface loop into the island, you know, like get off and run around real quick before I sink. And see if I see anyone on the outside of the swarm, like looking in and pulling
in. Okay, make a perception roll. It's plus roll, plus battle. Let's see.
21.
Can't let the boat get
caught.
Okay. You think you see a figure, like, off in the distance, like, just hovering over the air.
Okay.
Looking. But when you look again, it's gone.
The storm stopped.
And
start
the storm
slowing down when
you
disappear.
Slowing down, yeah. Anyway, so you get everybody to the island safely. Okay.
I tell you, there was someone out floating out there. Get it. Even
okay.
Super villain.
That could have been a spooky guy.
No.
No?
You're never right.
How can he possibly be spooky and control the weather?
That's wrong.
Too many powers.
Yeah.
Exactly. Way too powerful for this adventure.
Okay. So anyway.
Weather control. Oh, that's a good one.
I thought about getting weather control.
Fits me better.
I thought about
an elemental force.
Sure. I thought about getting aura here, but it's a little too.
So they have like water control. They don't have like a general. Oh,
yeah,
there's
a. It's mystical.
Okay. I was just seeing how they split things up.
Okay. So anyway, so you guys get to Paradise Island and.
That kind of stuff.
Okay.
You know, you're,
I thought about getting just for temperature control. But.
So make a roll as you introduce. You introduce the ambassadors to.
Okay.
To the various leaders of Paradise Island.
Okay.
There's a book one. Quinn hit.
Queen. Queen. And his mom.
Yeah.
10.
The mom. You know, various advisors and stuff. So after that, they.
I run through town really quick to see if they have a zoo.
I don't think they have zoo.
I'm very impressed. This is one of the most highly civilized societies I've ever seen.
Yeah, I like it here.
Yeah, this is awesome.
And
plus, I'm really good at PE.
This is a good place.
There's Coliseum. Some temples and stuff. Okay.
I'm sure they have domesticated animals, but humans are like that.
I don't know if they do or not.
No, they probably have some mice.
They might have certain mice.
Yeah.
So. Keep the mice down, but stuff like that.
Cows.
Creature naturally smart cows.
It could have been a cow in the sky that I saw. Angry cow. It's a part of the starting of the cow revolution.
Anyway, so the first day is just a tour of the island, the various buildings and stuff. A lot of history. And then they explain the histories and stuff.
Old place. They wouldn't happen to have a library that goes over all this, would they?
They do have a library.
Can I have access?
Micro?
No, everyone.
Influence charisma, if you have it?
No, I don't have charisma.
Then just influence.
15? On the roll.
Yes, it's your. Tarkis. Friend. They'll allow you access to their library.
Okay. I'll just start super reading.
Okay.
Just, you know, general stuff.
Sure.
I'm skipping the fiction section.
Read that one and that one and give me the Cliff Notes version later.
Okay. Sure, whatever you want. I'll tell you. Because I'll have the library done in a day.
Okay. Okay, so. You know, they do that the first day. The Kabulin and Fujian representatives are still. Since they're like mostly Middle Eastern countries,
they're offended by all these women wandering around half naked.
They're somewhat offended by the man, you know, having women being in power and stuff.
That is wrong.
See, they will unite against a common enemy.
Yeah. You're a common enemy.
Good idea.
Anyway, so the next day, you go to see the Temple of Justice.
Okay.
We have representatives there. And see how they do it. So, you know, most things are done by, you know, arbitration.
Okay.
So they, you represent your case.
And they have judges.
And then there's some appeals process.
Okay.
So anyways, so the first case is like some cows wandered over and fell off a cliff. So, you know, the Taliban was once reparations from the cliff owner.
Because you didn't put up a fence or something?
Yeah. Oh, my God.
Okay.
So, you know, it becomes, after, you know, a few minutes, it seems the discussion gets really heated.
In the court between the plaintiff and defendant?
Yeah, it seems, you know, you've seen this before.
Uh-huh.
It seems much more heated than it should be.
Huh.
And then until...
Are they, like, playing it up for the audience or something?
Make a roll. Doesn't seem to be.
Okay.
Seem to be serious.
Like a bad show in front of the...
Well, I think if they were making the disagreement more dramatic so that when they settled it, it seemed more impressive.
I was thinking the opposite.
Okay. And,
making it less impressive that they should join. Because they fight over little stupid things.
So eventually one of them gets really angry and, like, you know, turns over the table and attacks the other one.
See?
Wow.
Oh, she's... They try to restrain her, and she just throws them off, and then she attacks the other...
I go grab her.
This is civilized. I like this place.
Okay.
They know how to handle a court.
Make an initial roll.
Thank you. 58.
You going to interfere with the Amazonian justice system?
Yeah, because this isn't it.
Oh.
So you claim.
I thought it was
if,
it.
If they want to start fighting, they have to say, we want to fight about this, and go fight.
Okay, so you go first.
You don't fight in the courtroom. Right?
Right.
Okay. Just making sure I'm not doing anything stupid. All right, I grab the grunt.
So you try to grab her? She tries to dodge you.
Okay.
So she's got dex plus dodge 14.
Five.
16 to 13, 3, 15, or strike is 6. So, okay, so you easily, once you actually have her, none of them are very strong, actually. Well, stronger than people, but...
Right.
Okay, but, so you hold her as she starts frothing.
Wow.
But, eventually you...
Calm down.
Eventually, you guys tired it. And it seems pretty serious, so she's taken to the island of healing.
Okay.
Oh, crap.
That was strange.
Must have been magic cows.
You know, cows.
Wait. Did I feel any sort of spooky stuff?
Anger?
Anger? No.
Okay. If somebody can make people afraid, maybe you can make them mad, too.
Yeah, could be. I didn't see anyone with a gun, though.
No, me neither.
Okay. And, you know, of course the ambassadors are saying, God, you know, what barbarism. This is your so-called superior civilization.
Not mine.
Start washing your hands off of it.
No, I explained that was very atypical, and, you know, usually when they get that upset, they realize they're getting that upset, and they, you know, take a break and decide that, you know, they have to escalate it to being resolved in the Coliseum, or if that's how they do it.
Yeah, they do that.
So,
okay.
I don't know quite what possessed her to get quite that angry in court.
Strange.
It does seem strange.
So the next thing is... Somebody's going to do... Want to do something... The next thing is that you're going to go feed the Coliseum. Where they're going to show some feet of...
Skill.
Athletic.
Skill. Okay. Skill. Can we... Alright, the one whose cows got mushed was the one who was getting all upset?
The one on the cliff.
All right. I talk to the cow woman and find out, you know, why she's, you know, what about this is making her get so upset. And did it seem like fairly straightforward, you know, accidental death by cliff, or?
Well,
was
I mean,
she charging that it was malicious, or
no? Listen, she just—I mean, she was one of her operations because obviously, Cliff being a dangerous place, there are no signs saying,
sure.
You know,
not
we were
Cliff. The cows can read it anyway.
Hey, still, there was no attempt.
Sure,
to make
sure, sure.
Cliff was dangerous.
Fine, fine.
What are you getting at?
Or cow deaths. Happens.
But okay. Well, she does seem kind of. It is strange that Paramount got that angry.
Yeah. Wow. Okay.
But obviously, I mean, she knows she's at fault.
Whatever. I'm not a lawyer.
Okay, so you go to the call team?
Yep.
Okay, so the call team, they're going to show them. Let's see. Like weightlifting and javelin throwing and racing and stuff.
We're not in Hawaii. 2080. 2080. 2080.
Okay. But, you know, the one of the Bajar ambassador, Jamal. You know, this is very, very scornful. You call these, you know, feats of strength. I've seen better. Do you call this wrestling? An average fighter in a Bajara could polarize these women.
Wow. Oh. Well, that's because they're men, right?
Yeah.
Are you an average fighter?
I am an ambassador. I am a superior fighter.
You want to go?
That's one of them or you?
Yeah,
because you're not
I
an Amazon.
Part. No,
I'm not an Amazon.
So it doesn't count.
Oh, it would be unseemly for an ambassador to wrestle a woman.
You did notice that I picked up the boat on the way here, right?
obviously, artificially enhanced woman.
Right. Okay.
Anyways, one of the.
Same power.
See, so, you know, the one of the contestants says, you know, takes umbrage of that and starts yelling at him.
Hey, calm down. You are all ambassadors of Paradise Island.
Either of whom will come on?
Yeah.
Yeah, the girl. Okay. So, you know, he's saying, you know, the Wii women have about half the skill of a Jarn athlete, and and then she says, you know, she says skill, and then she picks up a javelin. I'll show you some skill, and she throws it at him.
I get in the way.
Oh, make roll. Okay, so you deflect the javelin.
Right into him.
Actually, maybe not. Dex strength. Yeah, you do. No, actually, you don't.
We're on Amazon Island.
Underwoman Island?
Yeah.
Yeah, you need a really hard roll. Anyway, you don't quite get to the javelin.
So when you remove that triangle?
This is what happens when I leave you by yourself.
But the javelin, you know, like, lands, like, right at his feet. Well, really close.
Okay.
Right now. And the Amazon says,
toes.
I wasn't going to kill him. I was going to show teach him a lesson in skill.
Yeah, okay.
And the ambassador starts ranting in Arabic.
I understand it.
It's obviously something about her, you know.
Ancestors?
Yeah.
Like goat?
Yeah, that's all I got.
I explained to him in Arabic that it's not nice to taunt the natives.
Oh. Anyways, make a rule. Anyways, so, you know, the Amazon...
Yeah, like a universal...
Comprehend languages.
So, the Amazon, so you do call them, though, and it was... You know, once again, it's kind of strange that the Amazon got me because
yeah.
You know her to be, Ristilis? Ristilis. One of the level-headed Amazon.
Hey, what the hell's going on?
Mental thing going on?
Well, I didn't notice any. Unless I had a sudden urge to beat up the librarian.
Sure.
Like roll. Beat the
librarian? Yeah, he's reading everything.
12.
No.
The librarian's reading.
I'm at the library.
Beating the librarian.
About to. If I need to.
Okay.
I don't feel like it right
on
now.
On Amazon.
Not yet.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
But you know, at any moment, if she tried something, you could take her down.
Paradise Island?
Paradise Island.
Well, I'm going to start...
Amazonia?
I'm going to start keeping my eyes open for, you know, figures floating up in the air off at a distance or something. You know,
okay.
Might be doing weird crap.
Okay. Let's see.
Try to get everybody calmed down and... get on with the next thing on the itinerary. So Wonder Woman doesn't beat me up.
Amazons are angry.
Did we cut the communicators out of those uniforms?
No.
You have cell phones.
Well, these are better.
Cell phones work real wide.
Well, others,
you got covered. You know, as long as you have covered area.
Brain cancer, too.
Hasn't been proven yet.
Anyway, we'll cut. Anyways, cut them out.
Okay.
Cool.
How to deduct more points?
Taking the free stuff on our bodies.
Are you human? No.
Am I human?
Yeah.
If you're normal human, then you get stuff. If you're not normal human, you don't need stuff. All I need is my little moon hideaway.
Anyways,
what do they have to drink here?
The spring water.
Natural spring water.
Cool, refreshing.
He's not going to want to leave.
No. I need a drink.
That's what I'm like, milk.
I'm the saucer of milk.
I'm just reading. Fermented milk?
I suppose it would make sense. They would have that kind of stuff. But that's more for a special occasion. Because, you know, Amazons usually don't drink that. Unless it's like a festival or something.
UN guest party?
Is that what you guys are?
Yeah.
All right. Make a roll.
I get bored quick. I stop reading and try and get a drink and see what the rest of the group's doing.
Okay. So you do convince them to get you some, you know.
And I can relax. Drink for Much more calm now.
So anyways, the...
milk. I was laughing you tonight.
You know, the ambassador and I have so far not been impressed by, you know, Amazon.
Neither have I.
Peace and harmony. Mm. You know, they're commenting that, you know, perhaps the Amazon is not ready to, you know, join the world and the UN.
You tell me what's been going on?
Yeah.
I thought it was probably some Amazon faction.
It could be, but I don't think the two angry women are members of the same faction.
Ah, you don't know. Everybody who's in the faction.
But doesn't matter. No, I don't mean if they don't even have to be in a faction if someone's doing something to nice people.
That's true.
You know, it's when women in the same area hang out long enough, their cycle and match up.
So there's like a period.
So the entire
Tyler period at the same time.
Right.
Or could be, you know, 2 days before.
Okay.
Pre-menopause. No,
Yeah.
Okay, so
you should know by now, Dave. How long have you been married?
So
old term for just
a young Amazon comes up to you and says, the queen.
Born and alive then.
Cockalady
read books and what
is
never heard
called
of
a
I will
like a mini
okay.
of the Amazons.
Okay.
And she wants you to be that too.
Okay. Okay. I wanted to talk to her, so
I'm gonna keep an eye on the ambassadors.
Okay.
You let me know if anything's up. Just I'll be with them.
Anyway, so you know, you go to the Senate chamber where like a lot of the Amazons are, not all of them. A lot of them. And you know, they're all arguing about So that apparently there's been a big, when you come in, there's an argument underway about whether they should kick the men out of the island, because obviously they're a disrupting influence.
I don't think it has anything to do with them.
It does.
No, because...
It all started when they got here.
No, because the fight... So, I can understand at the Colosseum that the one ambassador was being very obnoxious. But, what's-her-name is usually really level-headed, and that seemed very odd.
Well, it's because the men were there and but, distracted her and made her go crazy.
But the fight in the... in the Temple of Justice was ongoing when we got there and had absolutely nothing to do with the ambassador.
But it didn't become violent until the men showed up.
That's right.
But they were not involved.
And
just the presence is disrupting normal things. Listen to their argument.
Yeah, I mean, this is also part of it.
Sure. I know that, these
men are bad.
Sure.
Bad influence. But the other thing is that, Menelika, who was the oracle, whatever. She says she had a vision. A vision of a man spreading confusion and terror to the seventh kingdom by dark enchantment.
See, now that I'll buy. Because I told them about the spooky stuff that happened at the UN.
Oh.
Before we came. And about the guy that El Gato, El Tigre, whatever, saw making the storm. Or possibly making the storm.
Oh.
The storm came out of nowhere. So there could be someone behind the scenes deliberately trying to do stuff.
Hmm.
And if that's the case, then I don't think you want to kick the ambassadors off the island, because we should try to, find out what exactly he's trying to do.
This mysterious figure?
Yeah. And if you just send everybody home, we're not going to find out what Don't
any Amazons have mind control power?
No.
Damn,
it'd be hard to test the...
Wonder Woman
would be here. Well, there's one way.
Yeah, if Wonder Woman were here, we could use her little lasso.
Yep. Golden lasso.
No, this is just as good. Trust me, the ambassadors will talk.
Okay, so make a charisma roll that you try to convince them. If you throw your weight... Okay, so you do convince the queen to allow the men to stay
for now.
The moment.
Okay.
For now, but we must find who's responsible for these.
Right, can I talk to whoever it is that had the vision to see if she got any more details?
Melita says,
unfortunately,
I don't think these are in order.
Oh.
You can, choose your own adventure type of thing.
Okay.
So she says, his face, unfortunately, was obscured.
Okay.
From me, as if by a great power. But I could sense it was one of the ambassadors. Man.
Okay. So I'm telling you.
All right, so wait. Find which out. One got shot at?
It was
the Kabula.
The Kabula?
So ambassador. Well, yeah.
That, okay, well, that doesn't necessarily prove anything, because... If he was getting shot at, noticed he was getting shot at, the fear could have been to try to make the gunman afraid. If it was just a sort of radiating thing. And they were trying to kill him because they know he's spooky.
Right.
Or it could be that he was conspiring to help kill, he's on the other side.
Uh-huh.
So that doesn't... I don't think we have anything pointing at one or the other right now.
Kill
or any of the others. How many are there here?
There are five.
Okay.
So.
Where are they from?
So there are two Middle Eastern ones, and then the usual U.S., German, and Japan.
Japan, okay. And even?
Yeah.
China? Japan?
Well, actually China, probably.
Okay.
Or did you say Japan kicked China's ass later or something?
It would be...
Or Russia. Although Russia's Russia.
No, China is... Well, let's see, Germany...
So, Germany, yes. United States, yes. But I don't know who the other superpower is in the current...
Brazil.
World.
Russia's about the level of UK. So, UK, Russia, China, they're about the same. Japan, okay. About the same level. So, it'll be one of them randomly. Probably... UK.
Okay.
US loves to throw more allies into it.
Sure.
bully them in.
Yeah. Okay, but it, so what? But she did. She sure it's one of those five.
Well,
not,
she's,
not
she's
one of the ambassadors.
It's, she's it's one of those five ambassadors.
Okay.
That are here. So.
Okay. She's fairly sure about that.
Okay. Well, we will try to keep a close eye on. Probably the German.
Don't know.
Don't like Germans.
You can go through their stuff.
I don't know why I don't like Germans. Like, I don't really care.
As soon as they like leave their rooms or whatever, you can go through all their stuff.
Yeah, you can probably do that pretty quick.
Yeah, I can.
Okay, so
like you know,
well,
while they're walking somewhere,
I don't think they. I don't think they'd be dumb enough to have you know, plan for destroying Paradise Island.
Yeah,
know,
but if they have anything occultist or anything like
no,
that,
that's
that,
true. Could be occultist
or associated or whatever. You never know.
True. Who knows?
Doesn't hurt to look.
But okay.
I mean, so when they
so,
go to the next thing in the
yeah.
tour, you
while they're you take while the time. While when they walk from building A to building B, I run through their stuff. Search is what.
Perception,
will?
Probably.
Yeah.
20.
Okay.
Anything that looks
so
curious.
The only mysterious kind of strange thing is the Jamal, which is the Fajar ambassador,
uh-huh.
suitcase. He's got like a bunch of these like weird amulets.
Really weird amulets. That is kind
unusual
of,
amulet.
That is kind of spooky.
Like, you know, a couple dozen.
Free soul.
Okay. Wow. I wonder if they all create special power. Do they look like women's amulets?
Yeah, they look like women.
Like, okay. I do a quick run over to, like, where the people who got angry were and find out if they had any bracelets or were given any bracelets.
Okay. So you visit the two people, and they both have amulets.
Ah. Okay, I confiscate all the amulets.
You mean the ones from his room,
yeah.
or the ones
all,
that he gave out?
All the above.
Oh.
Take the ones back and put them with the rest in the case, and I go hide the case.
Good girl. Okay. All right. So you put them all in the case. All right. So you take all of the amulets, you put them in the case, and you know, hide it somewhere.
Then I join them as they enter the next building, and say, "Apes, Wonder Girl, or whatever your name." I found out what's going on.
Okay.
The Fujian.
Uh-huh.
Like the guy who was shooting for whatever reason,
uh-huh.
being given out amulets that are making the people get really angry.
Huh.
I confiscated them all, and the two women that went berserk had them as well, and he
yeah.
got a whole suitcase full.
Huh. That's not good.
Yeah, it's like another power.
All right. Well, we should see what he does when he finds
right.
out that they're gone.
Sure.
What are you gonna do?
Nothing.
Nothing.
Right. We'll keep an eye on it.
Okay.
Actually, can you question the two people that had them and find out if they got them from him as gifts or?
I assume know, I asked when I was
they,
doing that.
Like,
or did they just find them?
Lying they found them. Like, well, no, they were actually found them in the room because they thought it was gifts.
Yes. Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
Cool.
And they are pretty.
Yeah.
I'll
be
okay.
Yeah, you look up in the mall.
Valley Forge.
I knew it. I've seen it. Seen the symbol before.
Pennsylvania.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I thought so.
Got this in
actually, you should take one of them to the vision lady. See.
Well,
you
she
can tell what they are.
Well, okay, but then she's gonna.
Well, I want to know where they came from.
She's a robber.
She'll know.
Okay.
And basically, do we want to get more hard evidence, or do we want to just say, look, here's this, and then they'll kick that guy out?
Mm.
Or do we want to try and resolve this in some sort of sophisticated way?
Yeah, I think we need to try to resolve this in some sort of sophisticated way.
Okay. I'll well, just leave him where I buried him.
Yeah, leave him there.
And see what the guy does.
Sure.
Because he may have other powers, like the weather thing.
Right.
That was someone
yeah.
outside. It wasn't him.
That's true.
So there's more going on than that. So let's try and see if we can get them to reveal
right.
the man.
This might, he might just be...
He might have to go to plan B now.
Right. Well,
now
might,
I know who's doing it.
But this, well, this might just be some sort of petty thing on his part for trying to disrupt, you know,
right.
female... Land.
Yeah. Either way, he'll have to go to plan B now.
Yeah.
So,
Okay.
All right.
You can always claim, you know, these were someone else's and stuff too. So.
Right. So, after, you know, there are a couple other things, but, you know, nobody else is mad.
Okay. I was going to say, keep an eye open if we see anybody else wearing one of those.
Mm-hmm, of course.
And?
He wouldn't have had much time to get him out, and
right.
The briefcase was full, so.
So, let's see. So, night comes.
Okay.
You'll go sleep?
No.
You ask.
Do you go to sleep?
Hell no.
Yeah, hell no.
I don't sleep. I want to keep an eye. I want to keep an eye on.
I go to sleep, but I send out La Diabla.
Okay. So what do you want her to do?
Just keep an eye. And she's my guard cat, basically. You know, she's got great vision, so she wanders around at night when I'm asleep and
right.
Yowls to wake me up if there's any problems.
Okay. So, right. Do you expect her to stay closer to you, or she's got a free rein to go wherever she wants?
She has free rein to go wherever she wants, depending on the circumstances, but she generally stays nearby.
Okay.
I want to sort of patrol around, see if I see any of the ambassadors up and around.
Oh, well, in a specific case where we're waiting for Plan B,
yeah.
I have her keep an eye on the ambassador's quarters, and then have her run in and wake me up if anyone leaves it.
Okay. All right, so what do you do?
Keep an eye on the ambassador.
Then I go to sleep.
So basically they have their own, like, sort of building with, like, five suites.
Okay.
Well,
I assume I was in that building, too.
I'll keep an eye from outside on the building, see if I see anybody coming and going.
Okay. Make a perception roll.
And the other two?
I know what you're going to say.
Okay.
16.
Okay. So you see a...
Okay. Oh, no, keep an eye on the skies, too, in case I see flying weather control boy.
Okay. And, okay, so as you're, you know, just kind of watching around, seeing, you notice a shadowy figure, obviously...
Yeah, I was trying to,
You could have saw a
copy.
Okay, you can tell it's a man.
Okay.
Moving towards the ambassador's quarter.
Coming from
outside.
Like
outside, yeah.
Okay.
All the men on the island should be in the ambassador's quarters already. I swoop down and see who it is.
Okay. So it spots you and tries to duck in. No, make a light roll.
Oh, really? So
you have a plus four. I have a chance.
Who has one down to play?
Four.
Damn, no.
Okay.
Well, actually, you need a more time. I hate the way we do it.
I hate that. Start the game, and the guy you're playing with doesn't finish it.
Then you
have to put the cards away.
Okay. So even though you're faster, you managed to slip in before you
can.
Damn it. Because you needed 8 RITs. Well, actually, then you did get 8. 4 over 2. 13. You got 9. Okay. So you did catch him. Let's see. Anyway, so you chase him into Jamal's room.
Okay.
And you're like right behind him.
Okay.
Jamal's a Fujian?
Yeah.
Okay.
So when you get in, he's like Jamal's there, like playing cards.
Okay. Somebody else. So I chased somebody into Jamal's room, and Jamal was already in his room playing cards.
It looks like Jamal's already in his room playing cards.
Okay.
There are, you know, a couple of us in his room. And he looks up at you. So, yeah?
So, who's the guy I was just chasing?
You don't see him.
He disappeared.
Uh-huh.
Spirit travel!
Ho-ho. What's my cat see?
Meanwhile, the cat.
This is where it helps to have, like, true sight.
Yeah. I'm going to go poke him, see if he's actually there.
The cat?
No, Jamal.
Is it okay in your culture just to poop in?
And in the sentry, you know, the two shadows ring, so that, you know, people come running up. And Jamal is so everybody's kind of rushing into
right.
Jamal's room. What the heck? No, what are you doing?
Chase somebody into your room. Where'd he go?
There's nobody here but me. What are you talking about?
Well, then I must have chased you into your room.
What? Are you trying to accuse me of something?
And the cat.
The cat.
Since I'm awake too by this point, I'm all shouting.
The cat. Tells you that Jamal's in his room. You need to go out? Yeah.
I'll have him look around at all the people with his true sight and see if he sees anything
okay.
funny.
Make a rogue. Unfortunately, I think Cat will need to roll up.
He's got 7.
Did he?
Yeah.
Oh, maybe you'll see 7.
What's this hero I want to play?
Hero point. Can you spend hero points for your cat?
Yeah. You could, yeah.
Oh, yeah. I'll see what you need to roll for my
hero. You need to roll 21.
You need to roll 21? That's a lot of hero points.
No.
Two per. So.
It's a lot to you. It'd be 5 hero points to knock it down to an 11.
Yeah, that's a lot for a 50-50.
Yeah.
For a cat.
True.
So
you.
Cat's gonna just roll double.
1 in 10 chance.
Nope. Okay. So the cat doesn't spot, you know, anything, obviously, supernatural. So then you said you chased someone in here, something like that.
Yeah, I chased someone in here. Where'd he go?
So Jamal keeps saying, I didn't see anybody come in here. And
do you explain it? You saw someone coming in, but you never saw anyone leave?
Right.
All right. I'll take a while.
I was Helene, who's like the leader of the accuses Jamal of being the evil one that literally beset in her vision. And she wants him seized. And the other ambassadors are going, you can't just seize an ambassador.
Right. You can kick him out.
That's what they're
trying to say. But I was watching the building all night, and I didn't see anybody leave. But I saw a man come in, and I chased him into this room.
But what if it was?
And all the men on the island are in this building.
But what if it wasn't? What if it was someone else?
It could have been someone else, and he just ran into this room just to make it look like it was Jamal.
Could be.
I'm trying to explain.
No, but often, you know, people came in from, you know, all three exits, so they didn't see anybody come out of the room.
Right.
So, you know, obviously, they obviously think it's Jamal. That part about, you know, it could have been someone else disappearing, that's just kind of stupid. As far as I'm concerned. Helene says, that's too complicated. It's obviously got to be him.
Well, a lot of parsimony.
This is either a really, really good frame.
Well, then all they have to do is kick him out.
Right. I guess.
And then we'll see if more stuff, bad stuff happens. That's all we can do to him anyways, because he's an ambassador.
True. He never said anything about his missing amulets or anything, did he?
No.
See, that's a bad sign for him.
Unless he didn't know about it.
That's true.
He didn't plan it.
That's also true. And next, someone expected us to find them and raise a stink.
Here's we can test that though. Let's have them kick him off, and you can like escort him home.
Sure.
And when you're leaving, you can say, "Oh, we also have your briefcase to return to you if you would like."
Yeah.
And get a reaction to that.
Sure.
Because he's already been getting kicked off.
Right.
So he probably wants the stuff if it's actually his. Like, you know, you have the briefcase.
Right.
But here's your, don't forget your briefcase. If he says,
"That's not mine,"
then you don't take it.
Right.
So you. So pretty much you agree to allow him to be picked off,
Yeah, I guess
and,
so.
the ambassador says is, you know, kind of unfair, there's no proof, kind of thing. But anyway, so you do, you know.
It's like, well, you must see how it looks.
Combat is like...
So make a
appearance is 9/10 of a law.
Well, do you want to? I mean, do you have anything? You said you saw nobody come in here. You know, how do you explain?
I like yeah.
Okay. But eventually, you know, you explain to him that you know, he's no longer wanted.
Well, I can explain it to him in Arabic if that helps. Native tongue.
Anyway, so you escorting him out.
Okay.
Back to the boat, I'll put him back. And he's, you know, he's sort of mad.
Okay. When I get him to the boat, and by himself.
I'm waiting there with the briefcase.
So okay. Say, oh, we, you know, you forgot your briefcase.
No, he's got all his luggage. You don't detect any sort of surprise from, you know.
Okay. So he's either a really good actor.
Right.
Or.
Okay. Why don't you put one of these on as a party guest?
He'll take it off at the moment he leaves, if it is.
But he probably wouldn't want to put it on in the first place.
What, just because he'd be slightly more angry?
Yeah, that's true.
He's already angry.
How much more angry could he get?
Okay. You know...
Why doesn't he wait on the boat and
right.
not leave
yeah, so
yet?
I told the boat captain to, you know, don't go anywhere yet.
Uh-huh.
So,
but he is off the island.
Yes, technically off the island.
Okay.
So, I explained to the ambassador, you're now off the island because you're on the boat. But... we think maybe you've been framed, and we're going to try to find out what's going on.
Oh.
But we wanted to get you off the boat for your safety.
You made a good diplomat.
I'm trying. So, stay here.
And
go back. We'll take the briefcase and see who reacts.
No, I'm going to hide the briefcase again. It's our secret. It's our ace in the hole.
Okay.
Now whoever's done, that ambassador's gone.
See if
clearly the plan, the entire plan was not to have him get kicked off.
For whatever
it's
reason.
Something else, whatever the master plan is.
Right.
So now we need to see what step C is.